Tuesdays on First Take, we look at education, one of our favorite topics, music education, but we're going young today, very young. The program is called El Sistema in Colorado, and we've got Kyle Etches with us, who teaches the El Sistema program to young music students right here in Colorado. Hey, step up real close to that mic, Kyle. Good to have you with us this morning.
Good to be here. Thank you.
I have to say, Kyle Etches is an alumni of the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio, playing saxophone with the UNC Lab One in the Phyllis A. Greer. So that's all the credentials you need around here, man. You've played the Greer.
Oh, wow.
All right. Hey, tell us about teaching El Sistema in Colorado. This program started in Venezuela and has gone worldwide.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it started as teaching in a parking garage in Venezuela, and in about 50 years, it's really cropped up all over the world. There's El Sistema chapters in America, England. There was one that just opened in Uganda. So it really is a worldwide thing that's going on here.
All right. We're teaching young children here how to play music, and we are familiar with the Suzuki method, I guess, for many years, very popular in the U.S. El Sistema making its way in as you're teaching young children classical violin. Does it start there?
That's right, yeah. We start teaching violin with kindergartners, starting when they're 5 years old. So
how does it go? What's the 1, 2, 3? Stand here. This is a box. Hold it under your chin.
We start every kindergartner with paper violins. We make them out of cardboard, and they practice bowing, practice holding, and then about halfway through the first semester, we switch them to violin.
And so what does it take to get from scales to three blind mice?
Oh, it's a long process.
That's the first song you always learn, Three Blind Mice.
You're exactly right, yeah.
Am I really? I was taking a guess.
Three Blind Mice, Hot Cross Buns, you know, it's all the relative.
Okay.
I think the first thing you have to teach kids, especially, this is El Sistema's core philosophy, is passion for music. And I think when you teach that first, there's really no limit to what the kids can learn. They want to learn these pieces like Three Blind Mice and music theory. I'm teaching music theory that I learned in college to my fifth graders right now, just because they can't stop learning. And that's, I think it's just because they have that love for music ingrained.
Kyle, that's amazing, because once you got the passion, in other words, you've been bitten by the bug, so to speak, it does. It opens up everything.
That's exactly right. I think a lot of programs around here, you know, really focus on perfection and precision, and we're not really like that, and Venezuela's not really like that. It's about passion and love.
Yeah. There's a great video called From Caracas to Colorado that tells the story of how El Sistema got started and how it made its way here to Colorado. Kyle Etches is our guest. He teaches the El Sistema system that's available at a few locations around town.
That's right.
Including Garden Place Academy.
Garden Place Academy is where I teach. We also have a chapter in Swansea Elementary and Bruce Randolph 6 through 12.
How do you know if you've been successful with a young person in imparting to them music or the passion for music?
Well, it's not just about music. I think we try to train strong citizens as well as strong musicians. And we have 85 kids at Garden Place Academy going into El Sistema. We serve 400 kids in Colorado a day. And not all of them can be professional musicians. Otherwise, I'm out of a job. But I hope they'll appreciate music all their life. And I hope, you know, we've just made their lives a little better in the end.
So how's the program funded? I mean, where's the money coming from?
It's all nonprofit. We're funded through the Colorado Nonprofit Development Center.
Good.
We do a lot of fundraising, a lot of grants,
and
a lot of private donations.
Okay. Well, that's good to get out there and you know.
Yeah, the website is elsistemacolorado.org. Kyle Etches, our guest. Most importantly, how can we squeeze some jazz into your curriculum at El Sistema?
Well, you know, if you ask me, the original El Sistema program in Venezuela is as much about Venezuelan folk song as it is about classical music. And when you teach in America, I don't think you can get away with not teaching jazz. It's our folk music, and the two are inseparable to me. So I've been trying to squeeze in jazz as much as I can. I taught a course in jazz and improvisation last summer for some of my fifth graders, and I'm constantly showing them recordings and trying to just show them jazz as much as I can.
You know, there's a pianist from Venezuela who is really one of the what I call preeminent talents in terms of that mix. I'm speaking of Edward Simon.
Oh,
or Eduardo Simón, as they call him back home.
That's right.
He worked. In fact, he's coming to town with my goodness, coming up at the Mount Vernon Country Club with Bobby Watson.
Oh, Bobby Watson.
He's part of the original Horizon lineup, but he's worked with Terrence Blanchard and others, and a really, really fine pianist, and noted for some great compositions, taking some of that traditional Venezuelan compositions and expanding it into jazz as well.
Yeah, and I think just now we're starting to notice all of these amazing musicians who are coming out of the Venezuela El Sistema program.
Venezuela exports music this morning in the form of El Sistema. Kyle Etch is our guest, and you can find out more about the El Sistema program, perhaps getting your child, niece, nephew, grandchild into music early. Stir up that passion, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
The website, elsistemacolorado.org. Anything else we missed?
We're just hoping to branch out into other schools. And if you play music out there, we're always looking for volunteers, mentors, people to come and help out. I would really love to see some more people just coming and helping out any chance we can get. So.
Our guest, Kyle Etches, the website, elsistemacolorado.org. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.